We will never know their names. The first victim could not have been recorded, for there was no written language to record it. They were somebody's daughter, or father, or friend. They were loved by people around them. They were in pain, covered in rashes, confused and scared. Not knowing why this was happening to them, or how they could stop it. The victim of a mad, inhuman god. There was nothing to be done. Humanity was not strong enough, not aware enough, not knowledgeable enough to fight back against a monster that it could not see. Not yet.
In ancient Egypt, it struck slave and pharaoh alike. In Rome, it effortlessly decimated armies. It killed in Syria, in Moscow, in India, 5 million dead. It killed 1,000 Europeans every day in the 18th century. It killed more than 50 million Native Americans. From the Peloponnesian War to the Civil War, it slew more soldiers and civilians than any weapon, any soldier, any army. Cultures grew and faltered, and it remained. Empires rose and fell, and it thrived. Ideologies waxed and waned, and it did not care. Kill, maim, spread, multiply. An ancient mad god hidden from view that could not be fought, could not be confronted, could not even be comprehended. Not the only one of its kind, but the most devastating. For a long time, there was no hope. Only the bitter, hollow endurance of survivors.
In China, in the 10th century, humanity began to fight back. We learned that survivors of the mad god's curse would never be touched again. They had taken a portion of that power into themselves and were protected by it. Not only that, but the power could be shared by consuming a remnant of their wounds. There was a price, for you could not take the god's power without first defeating it, but it was a smaller battle on humanity's terms. And by the 16th century, the technique spread to India, across Asia, the Ottoman Empire, Europe. In 1796, a more powerful technique was discovered by Edward Jenner, and an idea began to take hold. Perhaps the ancient god could be killed. A whisper became a voice. A voice became a call. A call became a battle cry, echoing across villages, cities, and nations.
Humanity began to cooperate, spreading the protective power across the globe.
Fashioned masters to protect whole populations. Sworn enemies joined in common cause for this one battle, their governments mandating that all citizens protect themselves. Forgiving the enemy a single life would put millions in danger.
And inch by inch, we drove our enemy back. Fewer friends wept, fewer neighbors were crippled, fewer parents had to bury their children. At the dawn of the 20th century, for the first time, we banished smallpox from entire regions of the world.
We faltered many times in our efforts, but there were individuals who never gave up, who fought for the dream of a world where no child or loved one would ever fear the demon again.
Victor Zanoff, who called for humanity to unite in a final push.
The great tactician Karol Raska, who conceived of a strategy to annihilate the enemy.
Donald Henderson, who led the efforts in those final days.
The enemy grew weaker. Millions became thousands. Thousands became dozens. And then, when the enemy did strike, scores of humans came forth to defy it, protecting all it might endanger.
Smallpox's last attack in the wild was on Ali Mao Malin in 1977. For months afterwards, we swept the surrounding area, seeking out any last desperate hiding place where the enemy might remain. And we found none.
On December 9th, 1979, humanity declared victory. The horror from beyond memory, the monster that took 500 million people from this world, was destroyed. You are a member of the species that did that. Never forget what we are capable of when we band together and declare battle on what is broken in this world.
light and golden flame. She showed the others, but they told her she was not fit to control. The primal forces and the gods had broken the stream. Now she would not be satisfied, though she trembled, she defied them, took her torch and raised it high, set fire to history.
Stars may seem so very far.